This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. We're going to talk now about an economic consequence of an aging America. And no, this is not another story about Social Security. It's about something that hasn't gotten nearly as much attention but will be an enormous, expensive problem – long-term care. Aging boomers will need nursing home care, which can run around $100,000 a year. Many won't have that kind of money. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark.
So, Chris, where's the money going to come from?
Well, this is a really good question. And where it's going to come from, who knows? It's a real problem. Howard Gleckman at the Urban Institute has the right metaphor. He calls how we pay for long-term care insurance a wobbly three-legged stool. So you want to look at the three things?
Sure.
First, private savings. It's our own savings. Now, we're all trying to save more. But to give you an idea about how much we need to save, Fidelity estimates that couple 65 and over is going to need about $220,000 to pay for their out-of-pocket medical care. These are people on Medicare, and this is before you think about nursing homes. So one is drawing on private savings. We don't have a whole lot of private savings.
Okay, that is one leg of this stool. What's the next one?
You have your long-term care insurance. And the long-term care insurance market is essentially broken. A lot of major brand-name companies have dropped out of the market. The survivors are raising their prices. And the fact of the matter is most middle-class folk can't afford long-term care insurance. So then our true safety net is Medicaid. With Medicaid, you have to spend down a lot of your assets. And Medicaid, as we all know, is under a lot of financial strain. So there you have it, Mark. We have a three-legged stool, and it's really wobbly.
Let's say you're 40 or 50 and hearing this and wanting to plan ahead. What can you do now if you have some time to plan?
Well, there are two things you do. One is you save. And this is part of the whole mantra of saving for your retirement. And part of saving for retirement is saving for your long-term care. Secondly, expect to work well into the traditional retirement years so you can pay for some of these out-of-pocket medical expenses while you can. And thirdly, study, learn the long-term care insurance market, see if it makes sense for you.
Okay, Chris Farrell, economics correspondent for Marketplace. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.